Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
Make your people a priority. If you are a leader in your organization, there are a couple of often overlooked actions that are sending clear signals to your teammates. The question is, are those signals telling them how valuable they are to you and your organization? This is the audio of a short clip from the Craig and Greg Show, where we discuss how performance reviews can be a great opportunity to move your team forward. In the show notes, I've shared a link if you'd like to watch this video, as well as some other related links.
Walking around, you're maybe in the right mindset, you know, as a leader.
Yep.
When you have it scheduled and you're like, I've got a board meeting tonight. I have to get this financial statement revised. I've got to do two more reviews. And I've had it where I was a part of a company where one of the partners goes, I got too much. I can't do the review today. What it said to the people that were on the schedule potentially was you couldn't save it. Anyway, you couldn't salvage it because the leader said, I have got too much, but they expect the employee, the associate, the teammate to have no problem. So when that happens, how do we make up for that staff person who felt like, or there feels like they really didn't want to because he or she was busy with his stuff?
Sure.
How do you save it?
You know, I was thinking about Billy Graham had a statement once, you know, he said, quoting from a verse in the Bible, you know, if your ox falls into the ditch on the Sabbath, you know, you go and get the ox out of the ditch. And if it keeps happening, you probably need to build a better fence. You know, so I think that people would excuse it if they could see that it was a one-off thing. You know, if you said, hey, listen, the board meeting date got changed because we had some people flying in town and their flights got delayed and I wasn't expecting it to be here. And so, you know, I had to go to a funeral that I was not expecting to go to. And so if it's a one-off thing, I think people will extend the grace to you. But if it's every time that you're supposed to meet with them, that you're like pulling up your calendar, it's a little tight right now. Can we reschedule? Or if you just give them that vague, I'll get to it when I can get to it. Then you are sending the message that you're really not that important.
And that's key.
Yeah.
The performance really is that chance, Craig, to invest in someone forward,
yes,
which I love that word, just forward piece. The challenge we have is, you know, our days are full. They're full of subjects and stress and so forth. But what it says to the person is, so my development isn't that key.
Right.
My performance isn't that important. Then just give me a B minus.
Right. And you never want your team members to feel like they're replaceable.
Right.
You want them to all feel like we really couldn't do this without you. We're fully invested in you and we want you to be a part of the team and we want you to stretch beyond where you are right now. And you can send that signal, I think, if you're saying, I get to spend this time with you instead of I have to spend this time with you. Right. I'm making it a priority in my schedule for us to get together, not just for the performance review, but for on an ongoing basis. I'm getting to know you so that I can find more opportunities for you to grow.
Perfect.
You can send those things and all of those things that we've keep hitting those are all forward looking things. Mm-hmm. Those are all, I'm moving this person forward. And if I move enough of my people forward, my organization can't help but go forward because I'm lifting the lid. I'm expanding the capacity here. And then there's going to be greater benefits for all of us as a result of that, greater fulfillment on the job and, you know, that sort of thing. Because I don't want my staff members to feel like I have to go to work either.
Right.
I want them to say, hey, I'm glad I get to be a part of this.
Right.
I'm learning a skill. I'm involved with something.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please visit CraigTOwens.com.